My reaction is that of excitement and a sense of gratitude for the support of people throughout the 1st Congressional District in Rhode Island. Excited to get to work, but a profound sense of the gravity of taking on such a role, given all that's happening in our country, in this world.
Congressman, I understand you have an immigrant background. Tell us a little bit more about your background.
Yes, I'm the son of two West African immigrants. My dad was born in Ghana, came to the United States in 1979, and my mother is from Liberia, was born in Liberia, and came here in the early 80s.
I also understand, Congressman-elect, that you will be the first Black congressman from the state of Rhode Island. If I'm not mistaken, also, you also have worked in former President Barack Obama and current President Joe Biden's administrations. What does this mean about the promise of America? But if you don't mind, also, can you tell me a little bit about your own state of Rhode Island?
Yes, I had an opportunity to work for both President Biden and President Obama. When I worked for President Biden, I was the special assistant to the president and deputy director of the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, where I served as a liaison to state and local leaders around the country, specifically working with mayors across the country when, you know, bad things happen, like mass shootings or extreme weather, snowstorms, hurricane, etc., and also to help galvanize support for and implement the historic legislation passed during his time as president, the American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and so many others. In Rhode Island, to answer that part of your question, you know, it is oddly, you know, misconceived as a place that is not diverse. It is, actually has, you know, people from so many West African countries, Sierra Leone, Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, but also has the sort of the traditional waves of Western European migration from Italy and Ireland and France, and also pockets of other important communities like the Armenian community, our Latino population from the Dominican Republic and Colombia, Jamaican population, a Haitian population. So we are a big mix of what there is in the country, especially here in the district. And I look forward to representing everybody when I get sworn in tomorrow night.
So we can say that Rhode Island is a truly a melting pot.
Well, you know, the thing about a melting pot is sometimes it does not recognize the individual parts. So I like to sometimes call it a gumbo. It's got some individual flavors that come together to make something really good.
Congressman-elect Gabe Amol, thank you so much again and congratulations again.
Well, thank you so much, and I am hopeful that the people across this country and across the diaspora take some pride in my victory, and I look forward to doing the work on behalf of people around the state of Rhode Island and in the 1st District.